Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Oh, man, the stuff that Warren Cucurillo just laid on me during that 70-second break, I am literally, my heart is beating. Because I know a few big Hollywood people, not as many as Warren does by a long shot, and I know they all know about 9/11 truth. I know it's hot in L.A. and all over the world for years, but none of them will go public. But Charlie, who's got so much courage, he just told me huge people that he's confirmed know all about it. But that's all I can say, that they might go public. It blows me away. I mean, the New World Order scared Warren. That's what I was saying. I've been watching television when they talk about 9/11 truth, and they're scared now.
If we're going to fly that United States flag, it has to be at least the home of the brave. You know, we're not exactly as free as we once were, but we are braver than ever. That's it.
Another great line.
Okay, so here we go. Everybody knows, everybody in media, any guy walking down the street knows that the 9/11 omission report was a complete whitewash, including Lee Hamilton, right? So, you know, Bill Maher must know that. Bill Maher must know that there's very, very serious questions about what happened to our brothers and sisters on that day. So, does he not understand what it means to stand up for the fallen, to be the voices of those who are gone? Does he not understand that? Don't we need to find out everything about that day and what led to their death? How could he be so shallow as to diss the truth with his audience getting out to that many people? Okay, maybe a few people in this media mess after that confrontation on his show live, maybe a few people would looked it up and got onto the right side of what's going on. But a lot of other people were just going, oh, yeah, those crazy morons, you know, give them some Paxil. You know, and it's like they just get on with their day and just think, and it's just more negativity in the sheeple's heads to go, you know, for the people who are actually trying to save all of us and make people aware of what's going on right under their feet. And you know, you got a guy like Bill Maher, and you got another guy like Jon Stewart who are making jokes about it and demeaning it.
Well, if you think that's bad, we're going to get the clip. By the way, it's up on InfoWars.net, John. Grab it. Beck, 9/11 truthers, insane, these are quotes, dangerous anarchists, the kind of group Timothy McVeigh would come from, CNN host lays into truth movement in vicious attack. And again, as you just said earlier, the only thing that we're blowing up is myths in the 9/11 truth movement. We're all about that they're behind the terror, and then he's saying, no, we're terrorists. I mean, this they're getting desperate. I mean, look at the logic of that. We're saying they carry out violence to then bring in a police state, and then he's claiming we want to bomb things.
Yeah, if you're going to say we're like them, at least try and get us some FBI funding then. Please. You know, believe me, we're just blowing up myths. We should be able to get funding for that.
Exactly. If the terror is funded, whether it's 7/7, 9/11, OKC, then why not?
Does Anderson Cooper still have that keeping them honest thing on his show? Because I don't watch TV anymore.
A few months ago, I did still see it. Yeah, a little CIA operative, admittedly.
I have a little message for him. Anderson, I don't care if you're a top or a bottom or whatever. I just want to know who's keeping you honest. You guys better start representing the people, or the people will be your downfall.
Well, Anderson Cooper strutting around acting tough is pretty funny.
But is he a top or a bottom?
I think you know the answer. But the point, oh, come on, we got children. Let's be careful. No, I mean, seriously, though, Anderson Cooper admittedly was inducted into the CIA, and then he claims, oh, he quit. No, he didn't quit. He's an operative. Did you know that he is the heir to the Astor fortune?
I know that, and I also know that he spent quite a lot of time in Burma at the time when all other journalists were in the Balkans. What was he doing in Burma?
Well, he's a spook and a half, and
absolutely.
Oh my gosh, Warren Cucurillo, ladies and gentlemen, he's out of control. He is something else. He's pure rock and roll, and he is fighting for liberty and freedom. God bless him. We'll be right back, right here on the GCN Radio Network. Endgame hits PrisonPlanet.tv in 2 days.
It is a big idea, a new world order, In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I think you can tell, listeners, that I'm really enjoying this interview, and I can sit here and look at the web stats and stream stats and tell that you're enjoying it, because we've got all-time record streams of folks tuning in right now. To Warren Cucurillo, right here on the GCN Radio Network. Don't forget, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, hits the Internet Thursday night, supposedly Friday morning, but I'm going to put it out a few hours early. Thursday night, starting right, we might even release it earlier than midnight. I just can't wait to get it out. But just watch for it Thursday afternoon, Thursday night. And it's going to be available first on the web. You can order right now. We ship it out Monday, Endgame on DVD. I want to get into Frank Zappa in the 20 minutes that we've got left with you, Warren. You, Sunday, mentioned that he had been on Crossfire back in 82, and sure enough, he was being triple-teamed when he was on the show. I found the 22-minute interview with Frank Zappa, who, by the way, called himself a conservative and pointed out that these other people that claimed they were conservative really weren't conservatives. He was kind of like a Ron Paul before his time. And it's just too bad that Frank died of cancer, what, in 92, 93? He was also a classical composer. Tell us about Frank Zappa.
Well, you know, Frank was so ahead of the game, Alex. You know, his first album, Freak Out, in 1966, he had a song called Hungry Freak's Daddy and a song called Who Are the Brain Police, which deal with mind control and, you know, false government, you know, government lies. On his second album, he had a song called Plastic People, where there's a line that says, "Take a day, walk around, watch the Nazis run your town, then go home and check yourself. You think we're singing about someone else?" You know, he had a song called I Am the Slime in 1973, all about television. You know, I'm the tool of the government and industry, too, and I am destined to rule and regulate you. You know, it's unbelievable what he was saying. And if he was as popular as, let's say, John Lennon as far as radio play goes, because Frank was pretty much blacklisted from radio. And with good reason, you think that the people who are controlling media, they didn't want those kind of words out there. They didn't want people singing those lines.
By the way, was it Czechoslovakia or Romania that hired him to run the economics? I mean, he was a genius. His dad had been like a, you know, chemical
scientist
for the highest levels in secret Pentagon ops. You know, he had supposedly like 170 IQ, Frank did. And the point is that suddenly the U.S. government threatened him, threatened the government. I saw this in mainstream articles I pulled up, and then suddenly Frank dies of cancer.
He was threatened by, well, I don't know if it was threatened, but he was friends with Vaclav Havel, and he was dealing with the Czechoslovakians, and he was also setting up trade deals with the Russians, and he was very involved, and he took about a year and a half off from music, and was just doing these business deals, and he was really into it. He's probably one of the greatest guys that could ever do it, because he believes that, you know, if you want to have peace in the world, everybody should just start selling things to each other. You know, we don't have to blow.
No, I mean, I've been going and listening to him, and
but
he sounds like Ron Paul.
The threat you were talking about came from James Baker.
Yes. I actually pulled up the very news articles. I didn't believe it when I saw it on Wikipedia, and I went and did a Google search, and there were the news articles, mainstream clippings and things, where they threatened sanctions on Czechoslovakia, and it was also Romania and other countries, if they made him the head of the head economic minister. And again, he was a, quote, conservative free marketeer, and he was trying to do deals behind the Iron Curtain. And the U.S., James Baker, the same guy that blocks the 9/11 families from suing the Saudis.
Yeah, his exact line was, you're either with the United States government or you're with Zappa. It's like you're either with us or you're with the false flag terror engineers.
Well, you know, privately talking to Aaron Russo, he thought that they may have, I don't want to get into private medical stuff, but he had an exam and then suddenly he got the cancer. He thought he'd been threatened. He thought they may have given him the cancer that killed him. We know going back to the 40s, they had cancer that they can give to you that's communicable. That's mainstream television admits that now. It's very curious that within months of him doing that, he suddenly gets cancer.
Yeah, well, I can't even go there, but believe me, I've thought about it a lot, and I would never completely ace it out. We know what happened to John Lennon, so.
That was World Vision. Two shooters, the John Lennon and the Reagan shooters, both worked for World Vision, which has been caught running CIA mind control ops, mainstream under third world missionary covers. And the head of it was John Hinckley Jr.'s father was the head of World Vision. And then he goes, I mean, folks, how much more obvious does this get?
I don't know what's going on, Alex, but let's look at Zappa's interview here from 1991, February 9th. Interview with an Austrian activist journalist named Stefan Fesnauer.
Now stop right there, because this is big. This has never before been heard, and this gentleman just gave this to you. You're not authorized to publish the whole thing, but you're authorized to talk about some of it. Preface this for us.
Stefan was a friend of one of Frank's tech guys, and he'd always wanted to do an interview with Frank, and Stefan's a pretty brilliant guy himself, so I was very pleased to get this in my hands. And the first question is, George Bush is promoting a new world order. Didn't Hitler use that phrase the last time? And Frank says, exactly. The thing is that the people in the United States know so little about history that nobody went, what the blank are you talking about? The first day that he said new world order, seems to me that there may be some slight differences in the design between Hitler's new world order and George Bush's, but there are some strong similarities too, and every time he used that expression, I go crazy. That was the first question of the interview.
Can you read a little more where it gets into how he explains the system?
Oh, well, let me see.
Let me just continue with what you read to me over the phone, but just go ahead.
Yeah, the next question was, I just read today in the paper that he's trying to change the atomic plant laws in America. It took us a long time to reduce the output, and now he's lobbying that the industry to open it up. You want to hear his answer?
Go ahead.
It says, he's trying to create what they call a national energy policy, but his policy is so non-creative that basically all he is suggesting is that we build more nuclear plants and start drilling in all of the offshore locations and in all of the protected wildlife areas that people have struggled for the last 20 years to have these wildlife areas set aside. And now because there is a war, all he has to do is make the suggestion and they'll drill anywhere and build all these nuclear plants. The fact is no one has found a way to dispose of spent nuclear fuel. There's no safe way to dispose of it. And the operation of these facilities have been proven unsafe over time. And they have a limited lifespan. What is it, 30 years before the entire facility becomes radioactive? And that's not a very progressive energy policy.
There was another quote I think you read to me out of there just about how, you know, what this new order is going to look like. But, you know, you ought to talk to your friend. And did he specify when it could be published or if it ever will be?
I'm not sure if it ever was that. I wasn't able to find it on the Internet, so that's something. But I'm going to try and get in touch with him when I get back and see what we can do.
Well, Warren, you just continue to bring bombshell after bombshell here, and we'll certainly at least get that blurb out on the New World Order. So Frank recognized what the New World Order really is and what it stands for.
Yeah, oh, here's an interesting one here, actually. This is an interesting one. Let me get this one here. Do you think education under the Reagan administration got poorer and poorer? I think it already started to fall apart under Nixon. If you look at the situation in the U.S., the whole thing could be corrected if the people in this country were better educated, if there was a better mental health situation, because people with good mental health don't do wars, and people with good educations won't vote for a war. They won't support the idea of solving problems in this way, because I can't imagine any circumstance in which you could logically say that the U.S. will win this war. He's talking about the first Gulf War. You can't win it if you kill Saddam Hussein. He still wins. He becomes a hero. And they sold the idea to the American public with statements like one senator. His name was Daniel Inouye, the guy from Hawaii. He said the war might last 5 days and there may be a few hundred casualties. That's the way they were talking. And I think we're looking at least 2 years with 25 to 50 years of occupation and constant world terrorism as a result of it. There's your new world order.
Unbelievable. Frank Zappa interview with who?
Stefan Czesnanna. Czenoner.
And it doesn't say he didn't tell you if it was ever published. It sounds like it wasn't, if it doesn't have a line there of where it came from. Let's play a little clip, a little short clip. Let's play him talking about the Hellfire Club. They're talking about the federal government censoring music. And he says, oh, you mean words, because then it'll be everything. And then he goes, oh, yes, Benjamin Franklin, the Hellfire Club. I mean, nobody was talking about the Hellfire Club in 1982. Here it is.
Would you look in the camera and tell them with a straight face that you think the founding fathers had in mind the kind of garbage you sing and write when they drafted the First Amendment? Do you really believe that, Mr. Zappa?
I don't think it applies. The founding fathers, one thing, kept slaves. And take a look at what Benjamin Franklin used to do over at the Hellfire Club.
But you have repeatedly...
Not exactly
you
a bunch of swell guys. I think
okay, that's one of the clips. Let's go ahead and play the other clip. This is him talking about how we're going to be in a fascist dictatorship in this country, how we're moving towards that.
Of our civil government to help protect our families. How could you oppose that? Does the government have any purpose, Frank?
Yeah, it has
what?
A number of purposes.
What is it?
I'm not going to give you a civics lesson here, but I'll say one thing. We must not see eye to eye on the idea of a government that must forbid things in order to
really?
Protect
what is
families.
The government's role? You've told me several times
what
it shouldn't do.
How about national defense?
Yeah, I consider this national defense, pal. Our families are under attack from people like you with these lyrics.
John, you don't have to buy them.
Could I make a statement about national defense?
Yeah.
The biggest threat to America today is not communism. It's moving America toward a fascist theocracy. And everything that's happened during the Reagan administration is steering us right down that pipe.
Oh, Mr. Zappa, do you really think? All kidding aside, in this country, with the progressiveness that we are moving toward a fascist theocracy, you think things like this would have ever been permitted?
Smile again.
We're going to re-record that and play it again later in this hour or tomorrow, because somebody's on the computer recorded it with those breaks. We didn't edit that. That's just there it is. You mentioned that to me Sunday, and we found it, Warren.
Well, when I heard those lines, it blew my mind, because that's a very, very long time ago. We're talking 25 years ago. And if people were listening, we know Kennedy warned us. We know Roosevelt warned us. We know, everybody. Eisenhower warned us. I don't know what complacency and how long have these people been bought and paid for? It's just disgusting, and it's all ending now.
Absolutely,
it's all over.
Warren Cucurillo, final segment with him. He's an amazing individual on the other side.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has never settled disputes, but always makes them worse? Our own ambassador to the United Nations in 1982 admitted such. Did you know that the United Nations ignores communist atrocities, but always targets non-communist nations and their leaders for overthrow? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-331-1461.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the Company Corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-331-1461. That's 1-800-331-1461. 1-800-331-1461.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Final segment with Warren Cucurillo. We got a link to him up on InfoWars.com. Again, big story up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. Beck, 9/11 truthers, insane, dangerous, terrorist. Because we say you're the terrorist, because we know who really is behind it. Warren, finishing up with some 9/11 info, Zappa info. When you want to talk about Blackwater, we never got to it, but go ahead.
Well, just you know, you heard Frank say it 25 years ago, heading towards a fascist theocracy, and where are we now? So the American people and the people of the world need to know that this is Orwell that does not end well. You only need you only need half of the right side of your brain working to discern that, okay? Orwell, that does not end well. So let's get active. Let's get out there. And, you know, 9/11 truthers are insane. Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, when I saw Building 7 come down after Rosie O'Donnell mentioned it on television, my first thing that came into my mind is, does the secret government have many buildings rigged just like this all over the country? So I thought, do we need to get a list together and see, like, where there's some more dodgy security firms that might be run by somebody along the lines of Marvin P. Bush or one of their cronies? You know, what's going on?
All of that's a coincidence, and he ran the stuff at the Boston Logan, but everything's fine.
Everything's fine. And what about when, you know, when they make their excuses to us, like when we hear, you know, I failed you, your government failed you, and then there's no communications between all the different, you know, CIA and NSA and FBI. And what did they ask us for? How can they sort it all out, Alex? Give us more funding. That's what they asked for, isn't it? More money. Give us more money, and then we can communicate better with the other agencies.
And then the FBI agents that ordered, agents who requested hundreds of times they're going to fly planes into buildings, they get demoted or fired. The ones that blocked them get record cash bonuses, and General Myers, who did the NORAD stand down, gets made chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Yes, that's why. When you follow the money trail and you see who gets promoted, you know who was doing their job that day. Now, it looks like in the mainstream media that they said, oh, sorry, we didn't do our job that day. Then they get promoted, so you know that the job they did was the one they were supposed to be doing, because that's what they got paid and promoted for.
That's right. In the past, when somebody did a bad job, everybody got fired. Now it's, oh, no, anyone who tried to stop it is demoted. Anyone who helped is promoted.
Chi bono. Who benefits?
Chi bono.
Chi bono.
Absolutely. In closing, the whole Blackwater thing, this mercenary society... hundreds of thousands of them taking over, now operating domestically. I mean, they've got private armies now. This is total mafia.
What surprised me about the Blackwater is when it was reported on the news, people are so dumbed down and brainwashed when they started talking about, oh, mercenary group, Blackwater that has, do they have nuclear? Do they use nukes as well?
Oh, no. Well, not that we know.
I thought I read something. Anyway,
I'm just saying they're a very, very suspicious group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what happened is the American people just was like, oh, yeah, you know, with the water cooler, oh, yeah, Blackwater's in Iraq. Like, what's Blackwater? Where's the oversight?
Well,
who
is it?
Eric Prince? When does a security firm become a private army? And why do we need a private army in Iraq? We've got National Guard. We've got loads of troops.
Well, this is a total conflict of interest throughout history because it lets the government then pay its cronies and not even its military, and they pay them 150-something grand to 60 grand apiece on average, and the troops get 25 grand and no medical half the time. I mean, think of, folks, mercenaries are dirty. It's a dirty thing. It's never been allowed. And they're just doing it, and then the Army says, yeah, they killed a bunch of innocent civilians, and Bush says the Army's lying, basically. Yeah, the Army. I mean, just, come on.
Is this any billionaire can now put together his own private army? That's a pretty scary thing. Who's watching these guys? We had six nuclear weapons put on an airplane, flown across the country, and you know, these are the guys who are watched by our, you know, the government, right? With all these, you know, how many levels of security they have to go through to get those bombs on that plane?
Well,
so we know it wasn't an accident.
Well, you're right, and Blackwater's operatives, this is Spookville, this is the Sovietization of America. I mean, it doesn't get any dirtier. Have you heard how they're hiring aggravated felons for the military and illegal aliens now? I mean, everything Stalin did, everything Hitler did, the government is doing it. But, I mean, they haven't had mercenaries since Germany had them 200 years ago. Frank Cucurillo, it's MySpace. Give them the website again.
www.myspace.com/WarrenCucurillo. Did you just call me Frank Cucurillo?
No, I just called you Warren. Did I call you Frank?
I think you called me Frank Cucurillo. Thank you very much, Alex. Thank you very much.
Hey, stay there. I want to talk to you in the break. I appreciate you coming on with us. Folks, we're going to have Ron Paul's spokesman on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
This is the end. Beautiful friend, this is the end, my only friend, the end.
I'll tell you this. You'll be in the next few days and next few weeks. Be hearing some very big guest on this show. And you know, with big guests, I sneak attack you. They just pop up. By the way, we're working on getting Ron Paul on the next few weeks. I'd like to get him on before this November 5th date, where they want to raise tens of millions on one day alone. Their trajectory, the congressman agreed the last few times he was on the last 2 months, is on track to win the nomination if it continued. Well, I've got some bad news for you. It didn't continue the trajectory, and I'm being sarcastic. It went up even higher, so it got even better. The trajectory, that is, from where you shoot your bullet to your target, before it was on target, if it continued to hit and get the nomination, the question is, well, could we continue that momentum? Well, you just turboed it. You just went up even with faster. Now, we can't guarantee it'll continue. We got to push it. Only you can guarantee that's going to take action. Individually out there, and they want to raise tens of millions on one day to freak the media out, and it would be a propaganda coup in the info war. But I don't care. Just don't wait for orders from headquarters. Get the money, and I know my family's given Well, a lot of money. Just put it to you that way. Thousand here, thousand there. My parents, thousand there. And, of course, you, the listeners, the congressman said he's gotten quite a bit here. But RonPaul2008.com, we're giving a run for their money. And, yeah, there's fraudulent machines in parts of the country, and, yeah, there's scams. But if he's winning in polls, and if he's getting, and if he's raising the most money, and if he's out there, and if the exit polls show something, just because they're cheating on the field doesn't mean we still can't play this game because we don't have a choice. The game's going to go on regardless. We got to take the field. Jesse Benton's an amazing individual. He is the media coordinator, the press secretary there for the RonPaul2008.com campaign. And you've heard him many times here. We're going to get the campaign head on in the next week as well, and the congressman in the next 2 weeks, hopefully. We always appreciate his visits. But Ron Paul won. I watch this every 2 years, whether it's off election or the big national presidential election, every 2 years. This is one of the key polls of Christian conservatives. And it was of tens of thousands, or 6,000. And he came in a healthy third place ahead of Fred Thompson and others. Giuliani got 2%. Ron Paul got 15%. And the New York Post, owned by Rupert Murdoch, did a story about everybody but him and didn't even mention third place. And a bunch of other media did that. I don't have time to go over all of it. But Ron Paul said last week, we said last week, that suddenly everybody said he's first tier. He could win the nomination. Vegas odds even got better for him. Only he can beat Hillary. But then Rupert Murdoch and Fox are covering that up. And there's new counterattacks against him, and they're trying to ignore him. So, Jesse Benton, thanks for coming on with us.
Oh, my pleasure, Alex. Great to be with you.
Thanks for holding while I went through that diatribe. Comments on my paltry analysis.
Well, you know, I think you're hitting the nail right on the head, Alex. I think that we are, you know, being a lot of things that we're doing are being overlooked by the corporate mainstream media. And that's not to say that we're not getting more and more attention, because we are. And we're getting a lot of attention because people just really can't ignore this money we're pulling in. $5.4 million in the bank, $1.7 million so far online this quarter alone, on pace to hit our very, very aggressive goals that we're setting. So people, they're not able to ignore us quite like they might like to. I think you're right. When people don't report on a legitimate third place finish in a very important straw poll amongst social conservatives, you got to scratch your head a little bit.
I've been following politics for 15 years, not as long probably as you, but I've been following this poll in the last couple cycles. Isn't this a key poll? Isn't this always anticipated by the party?
Well, yeah, it's very important. The Family Research Council is one of the most esteemed groups amongst social conservatives, and rightfully so. They do a lot of great work, and they bring a lot of really great people to their convention. You know, you had 2,300 really top social conservative activists at this thing, and between the on the ground voting and the online voting, Dr. Paul pulled in 15%, and I think that speaks strongly, because I think more and more social conservatives are turning on to the notion and the idea that the best way to protect their religious freedom and their traditional American values is limited government, keeping the federal government out of there. You know, the federal government's trying to tell our ministers what they can say from the pulpit. They're trying to tell us how the social conservatives need to raise their children. So the best way to protect their turf and their values and what they care about is limited government, and Ron Paul is the only candidate that's really talking about limited government.
Also, people are saying that Mitt Romney may have stacked the deck with his people because he's waffled on abortion and his scores aren't even very good. And so they think that even more of that may erode as social conservatives actually find out the straight scoop on Mitt. I mean, Ron, Paul, the doctor, the congressman, I mean, he's got the conservative record. He should have won.
Well, yeah, I absolutely agree with you, and I think the more that people turn on and the more that people discover just how powerful limited government and the Constitution is at protecting their religious freedoms, the more that people are going to come to Dr. Paul. I think that, I'll admit, Mike Huckabee is very good at communicating with that kind of crowd, he was a Baptist minister for 20 years, and he really knows how to speak their language, and he does share a lot of their social values, and he can be a very attractive candidate to them. So, I think that it really, when it comes down to it, I think it's Dr. Paul and Governor Huckabee competing for that audience. And since I think that Dr. Paul, just based on fundraising and national grassroots support, is a much more viable candidate, I think as Governor Huckabee starts to fade away, I think that social conservatives are just going to flock to Ron. He's the only candidate.
That's right. Huckabee was a very close second. So if you take his numbers and Paul's, he's going to win. I mean, Huckabee had 27.1, very close, right behind Romney, 27.6.
Yeah.
You give 27 and 15, you're talking about a whopping victory for Ron Paul.
Absolutely. And, you know, I just really think that when social conservatives really look at, you know, Mitt Romney's flip-flop record, and, you know, and I think they already have. I think you're going to see people, you know, walk away from him. And the only two candidates for them are, you know, Governor Huckabee and Dr. Paul. And, you know, I think we both agree on who the real viable candidate for the long term is amongst those two.
That's right, because he's anti-war, can get the Democrat and liberal votes. He is the libertarian. He's a Christian conservative, a veteran, a doctor, and he'll control and defend our borders and defend our currency. I mean, he covers every key issue. He didn't start this week or last month. He started 30-something years ago.
Sure, and you know, I don't want to discourage Governor Huckabee, but you know, he doesn't have the best record amongst fiscal conservatives.
He's a loser.
He raised the Arkansas sales tax some 37%, raised the cigarette tax.
He's a fake. He's one of those. Look, I mean, you're not going to tell it like it is, and I understand you're being a, you know, I mean, a good guy, but, you know, clean. But let's face it. He's not one of these fake Christian conservatives. He's not a real conservative, and I'm tired of these fakes.
Well, he's certainly not a fiscal conservative, and I'll defend that. I'll defend that up and down. I think he's a good man, and I think he's got some good principles he stands on, but he's not a fiscal conservative. That's pretty clear.
I like him a lot more than Rudolph Giuliani, but that's not saying much. I mean, talk about Giuliani being a dead duck, 2% of the vote.
Well, yeah, you know, so social conservatives they're just not finding their candidate in Rudy Giuliani, and if you just want to look at just you just want to stack the men up against each other, you know, Dr. Paul's been married to the same woman for 50 years, lives the values that he preaches, and you know, Rudy Giuliani has his well documented social problems, and I think it's just pretty clear who the better man and the better social conservative is amongst those two.
Absolutely. I mean, it means something when your grown children won't talk to you.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to judge someone based on their social life, on the personal life, on which I don't have full information, but you do make your personal life an open book when you decide to run for office, and based on the information we have, it doesn't paint a very good picture.
Well, look, I mean, it's one
Giuliani is.
Exactly. It's one thing if you've had a divorce. I mean, that happens. We're not. There's great people who've had divorces, but the point is, the family hates him. And
yeah.
He's a piece of crud, and I know we're done talking about Giuliani. It's just that any Republican that thinks he has any chance of beating Hillary, and even if he did, he's worse than her. I mean, it's hard to have this bad a candidate.
Well, I can say this, just from some of the people that I talked to, some big power players behind the scenes, even involved with other campaigns that I'm still friendly with, they say that you know, the social the conservative wing in the Republican Party basically has one overall riding mission, and that is to make sure that Rudy Giuliani is not the nominee. I just don't see how he makes a viable candidate if you've got the real conservatives, the people that really care, the social conservatives, the fiscal conservatives.
What does your data show? Does it show that social conservatives are about 60% of the party?
Boy, you know, I don't know how to speculate exactly on that because, you know, how different people identify. But, you know, it has been proven that if you can't motivate the social conservative base to turn out in GOTV efforts, you're not going to win.
They're the engine.
Yeah, they're very much, they are the engine. They're organized, they're civically minded, you know, they just tend to really care. And if you can't get them to the polls a la 2006, Republicans are not going to do well.
By the way, they are now turning their back finally on the war and realizing they were lied to.
Yeah, I think they are. And, you know, one aspect of being a conservative is loyalty, Alex. And, you know, conservatives are naturally very loyal to their leaders. So it's taken conservatives a little longer than some others to really get their brain wrapped around just how bad this war is.
But how many gay porn stars does Bush have to have in the White House till the Christian conservatives stop supporting him?
Well, I think you're seeing them stop. I think you're seeing a shift right now. I think you're seeing people really start to wake up to this thing and realize that it's bankrupting our future generations. It's been just a debacle, and that we need to get out. And you know, I think the loyalty has come from a good place for so long, but that loyalty, even amongst conservatives, has an end. And I think we're starting to hit that point right now.
Talking to Jesse Benton from the RonPaul2008.com campaign. Tell us about the actual fundraising goal, the date it is, how people should give to make sure we get the amount.
Well, right now we have a goal. With, we want to raise about $3 million this month. We've raised about $1.7 million online so far, another couple hundred grand in checks. So we're going to try to make a big push at the end of the month and get up to $3 million raised for the month of October. That would keep us on pace to continue to grow and raise $12 million for the quarter. Well, I've also heard you were talking earlier about a project independent supporters are putting together on November 5th that sounds pretty interesting, and I can't really give too much information about that as it's not our project, but I think it's pretty readily available online.
Yeah, what is it? Is it 14 or 18 million on November 5th?
Boy, I don't know. I've heard anywhere from a million to 10 million, but I heard they've got several thousand people signed up to give anywhere from $100 to $1,000 on November 5th in remembrance of Guy Fawkes Day. And that would be a real cool boost to the campaign. Certainly encourage people to take a look at that. And in the meantime, encourage people to donate on our online portal right now on our webpage, ronpaul2008.com. You know, another thing too, Alex, I mean, it's been the fundraising that has gotten us all this earned media. I mean, Ron's going to be on Tonight Show with Jay Leno on the 30th, Good Morning America,
huge.
Front page of the Washington Post, just huge earned media we've been getting, much more positive media too. And that is because of the fundraising. And if we can keep this fundraising pace up, we can keep it growing like we anticipated, the earned media will come too.
Well, this is a Cinderella story. This is a come-from-behind underdog. I mean, when the mainstream media, what was the shift? About a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, suddenly Fox, CNN, MSNBC said he's first tier. He could win. I mean, think he's come this far when they would laugh at him, ignore him, say he couldn't win. Now they're saying he can win. We better look for really sick dirt being manufactured, and I hope you guys have got some really serious people watching your campaign. I know you've got to have infiltration going on.
I'm sure we do. We've got a lot of people that want to throw negative stuff at us right now. But like, we're working hard. We've got support, unparalleled support around the country. And of course, Dr. Paul is a man of extreme courage, extreme inner strength, and he's ready to carry the weight of all these attacks on his shoulders.
Well, plus they bounce off because the guy is just incredibly humble, and I mean, you can really get the vibe when you know him in person. And I tell you, I mean, being humble is just such a powerful attribute. I'm trying to be more humble myself. It's kind of hard to do sometimes, but because I'm so young and still dumb. But I mean, it's just so amazing. What's it like getting to work around Ron Paul just day after day, week after week?
You know, I don't want this to sound corny, but I mean, it really is an honor. And I realize how personally blessed I am. You know, to get to work for such an important cause, get to work for your hero. I mean, I'm no one special. I just happen to be in the right place at the right time. There are dozens of people that have the same skills as me, and could do an equally good job. So I just realize how blessed I am to be around someone with just so much integrity. I mean, when you're feeling a little flustered, a little stressed out, all you have to do is just kind of sit back and just think for a minute about Ron, what he's doing, what he's done for 30 years, what he's taken upon himself, and all that just goes away, and it's just the ultimate motivational.
Well, plus he's 72 years old, working the schedule that would kill a 25-year-old.
I know. Well, he's 72, he looks 52, and he acts like he's 42. He's got just incredible personal energy. He's amazingly healthy and fit. I tell you, there's nothing more embarrassing than when he and I are walking to an interview. I'm 30 years old, Alex, and I'm not too unfit. I used to be a little bit of an athlete, and we're walking along, and I'm having to jog to keep up with him walking because he's walking so fast. That is pretty embarrassing when your 72-year-old boss is smoking you down the hallway.
No, I mean, look, he's presidential material. He is founding father material. But God's giving us Ron Paul at this key juncture with all this evil rising against this country, with the country in so much economic trouble, so much military trouble. I mean, America is being offered at least, redemption politically, or at least a chance to do the right thing, as I think a symbol to God. I think God has sent him, like Jonah, to Nineveh, and the question is, will this country accept him? Will this country listen to him?
Well, I sure hope so, Alex. And, you know, I make a bold prediction. If we do, and if America embraces Ron, as I hope that they do, and as we need to do, in 50 years, there are going to be statues of Ron Paul. Ron Paul is going to be on hopefully gold minted coins or gold backed currency that the United States is enjoying. He's going to be in textbooks. He's going to be talked about with the likes of of some of our great presidents.
We've talked about the danger, and he says he knows he's in danger as he gets bigger and bigger, but he knows that if they do something, God forbid, that even makes him even bigger.
Yeah, the danger factor is something I try not to think about too much, because it is a little scary, but you know, you can't live your life based on fear. We can't run this campaign based on fear. And again, Ron is extremely brave, has incredible courage and conviction, and that carries him forward.
In closing, did you see the Rupert Murdoch papers claiming that it's still a fake campaign last week?
Oh, I missed that one. They're saying that again, aren't they?
But, I mean, how can he have more MySpace people than any other, all the candidates combined, and
he should go talk to some of our 60,000 meetup group members across the country that are actively engaged in grassroots support. I mean, these signs and sign waving and literature being handed out, that's not just coming by itself.
Jesse Benton, thank you for all your great work. We're praying for you. We salute you. I look forward to talking to other great folks from the campaign. My congratulations to all of you, and Godspeed.
Thank you so much, Alex.
Absolutely amazing. Great people. And they haven't turned their back on us, even though the media has tried to make a big issue out of it, because they're loyal. And we're loyal to them. We're loyal to Dr. Paul. And I know you're loyal to him as well. I salute you.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphanesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
A little more cash.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? Got someone to blame. You said one love, one life, when it's one need. in the night. One love, we get to share it. It leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it. Did I disappoint you or leave a bad taste in your mouth? You act like you never had love, and you want me to go without.
No, sir, I'm not going without.
Too late.
Tonight.
To drag the past out into the light.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, I think Johnny Cash
one, but we're not
does a lot better job singing one than you two does, and a little UN minion Bono or Bono. All right, we're back live. There's an incredible article on InfoWars.net and PrisonPlanet.com, as well as JonesReport.com. Beck, 9/11 troopers, insane, dangerous anarchists, the kind of group Timothy McVeigh would come from. CNN host lays into truth movement in vicious attack. CNN host Glenn Beck viciously attacked the 9/11 truth movement last night on his headline Prime Show, which has horrible ratings, he's a total loser, describing the whole movement as insane and branding 9/11 activists as dangerous anarchists. Beck signaled out 9/11 truthers in a segment in response to the infiltration in real time of Bill Maher. We are change protesters last week. Bill Maher to be thanking people for all the attention he's getting. In a piece that would normally associate with the fair and balanced Fox News, Beck featured two guests who both argued against 9/11 truth, as well as throwing in his own two cents. But they had a poll, and right now it's over 80%. Earlier it was 60-something percent in the first hour. So go vote in the poll. But he's telling his people to all go vote in it. He sells them for 20 minutes attacking, and then says, go vote, and he fails. By the way, 9/11 is only one salvo in their ongoing attack. We're going to be showing Endgame for the big picture and what the big brass ring is they're going after at the end of the road. And it is so important for everybody out there to, by the way, I'm about to be on South African radio in 30 minutes. I'm going to tell Aaron just at JonesReport.com to put a link to their station in Cape Town. It's a big show. So you can tune into that. I'm going to put a link on JonesReport.com, and in 30 minutes you can tune in and listen to me in Cape Town to be like, that's kind of cool. We might crash their servers, though, but who knows. Well, that'll be up on JonesReport.com the next 15 minutes. You can find the link and then tune into that. Or if you missed any of the first hour where I got into what's happening to the dollar, what's going on when I ran into Willie Nelson last night. I talked about that at the first of the show. It starts again in about a minute and a half at InfoWars.com. If you missed that, we restream it 24 hours a day at InfoWars.com consecutively with the podcast. I'll be at the Alamo Draft House tonight, 7 o'clock, giving a speech. 7 o'clock this evening of our end game, and then it shows again tomorrow, and then we take off a week and it shows three more times again. I want to see you tonight there at end game. Hits the web at prisonplanet.tv in 2.5 days, Thursday night. It goes up on the eve, of the 26th. So prisonplanet.tv, you want to see Endgame first or get it on DVD, it ships on Monday. Get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all! This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.